Israel and Hamas have agreed to a first phase of a peace deal in Gaza. Here's what we know. Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause fighting in Gaza, a major step towards a permanent end to their war. Hamas will release all 20 living hostages in the coming days, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The Israeli military will begin a withdrawal from parts of Gaza. Palestinians won't be expelled from Gaza, and more humanitarian aid will be allowed in. The agreements follow elements of a plan put forward by the Trump administration and come after 3 days of talks in Egypt by delegations from both sides. Israel's government is due to vote on the deal on Thursday, triggering a withdrawal of its troops. After that, Hamas has 72 hours to release the living hostages. What's not clear is what happens next. Details of further phases of the peace deal have yet to be agreed on. While Hamas will also hand over the remains of some 28 hostages thought to be dead, the timing of that is unclear. Hamas says it has guarantees of an eventual full Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. But Israel's agreement is not yet pinned down, and the extent and timing of further pullbacks remain unknown. Negotiators must still work out who will govern Gaza in the future. Hamas has said it will step down from power but has not committed to disarm, a key Israeli demand. Resolving a new administration is key to beginning the vast task of rebuilding the devastated territory.